I'm Marco Werman with The World. Soccer involves 22 players kicking a ball, and after 90 minutes, the U.S. women's national team wins, not Germany for a change. That's what it feels like after the U.S. clobbered Japan yesterday to win a record third Women's World Cup title. The American team scored 4 goals in the first 16 minutes to secure the title. Here in the U.S., we're still celebrating, but sports writer Joanne Gerstner says, imagine what that felt like for Japan.
I can't imagine a worse nightmare that you work 4 years to get to the final and then you absolutely get blitzed. But I think Japanese soccer is in an excellent place. I mean, the Nanashiko are a very, very established, well-funded, well-respected program. I think Japanese soccer is in a very, very, very good place. And the fact that they handled themselves with class and dignity and kept fighting, I mean, they were down, but they kept fighting, that says a lot about who they are and the character of their program.
So the narrative of the U.S. women's soccer team with its wins at the U.S. World Cup has always been about what it's done for soccer in the United States. But I want you to just kind of take that apart for a second. Seriously, is there a long way to go before the women's game gets as big as even pro ice hockey?
Women's sports is still basically growing out of its infant stage. You know, Brazil, they're so horribly underfunded that the women are almost like touring like a little league soccer team. They're not treated like professional elite athletes. Last time when Japan won the World Cup, they received $1 million from FIFA for winning. This time, the U.S. women get $2 million for winning. Well, here's the problem. Germany, the men, received $35 million for winning last year.
Wow.
So that is just, it's not even in the ballpark. We're on two different planets of funding.
Are the women players insulted with prize purses like that compared to the men?
You know, I don't know if insult is the right word, but they definitely take notice. I mean, you know, like it or not, our paychecks are kind of a ratification of our status. I mean, they had $576 million of purse money last year for the men, for all the teams. This year, the entire Women's World Cup field got to divvy up $15 million. So,
wow.
You know, if my paycheck's $15 million and yours is $576 million, we're going to have a little discussion about that.
I'll say. You know, Joanne, a few weeks ago on The World, we were shocked to learn that starting salaries for women's soccer pros in the U.S. are about $15,000 a year. Now, you said that Japanese soccer, women's Japanese soccer, is pretty well funded. What does it actually look like? And what are these Japanese players who came in second place, what are they going back to?
Well, the Japanese Women's League is pretty decently strong. I don't know what the salaries are in their league, but you got to remember, a lot of times women, much like within the professional basketball circles, they cobble together a livelihood by playing in one country during one season and then going to another country for another season. So it's not like a guy, let's say, in the NFL that only plays in the NFL and that's it. So when you see a star player playing in Japan and then going over to Sweden or to France for their season, that's why they're doing it. They're basically playing in two different leagues, which obviously is harder on your body if you have to play two seasons to earn a decent paycheck. So it's hard to see, but the argument on the other side is, hey, look at how far we've come. We now have these leagues. People are coming to watch women play. You know, Nike is selling Abby Wambach and Alex Morgan jerseys, and guys are wearing them. So, you know, there is definite progress, but the rate of progress is slow. And I'm really encouraged to see people enjoying the sport for what it is. And I'm saying, hey, look, there's a bunch of girls playing soccer. Isn't that cool? Now it's like, wow, the U.S. women's team is good.
Right. So let's see what the next kind of bit of achievement is going to be. 5, 10 years down the road, when you look back at the 2015 Women's World Cup, what do you think is the most important thing you're going to be taking away from this U.S. women's victory?
I take it more than just the U.S. women's victory. Obviously, it's huge for the women's national team. You know, to win the World Cup 3 times is unbelievable. I mean, that's even on the men's side, that's respected, you know, that you went 3 times. But I think this had larger global implications because this now might mean that England, who has a beautiful and amazing soccer tradition, will now be giving their women the support they need and the respect they need and deserve. France, same thing. Hopefully Brazil got a little bit of a wake-up call with the Olympics coming down there next year, and they'll want to give their women the support. So maybe this might have been the World Cup that moved us past just the U.S. winning everything and being number one, but to the rest of the world, who is getting better and moving up close to the U.S., that the rest of the world gets their respect and treats their women's teams a little better too.
Sports writer Joanne Gerstner, thank you so much for your time, for your thoughts.
Thank you.